Eddie Van Halen's last words are revealed. John Mayer has tested positive for COVID-19, and Chris Cornell's daughter Toni covers the Leonard Cohen classic, Hallelujah. It's Thursday, January 6th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Eddie Van Halen's ex-wife, actress Valerie Bertinelli, has revealed the legendary guitarist's last words. "I love you" are the last words Ed said to Wolfie and me, she wrote in her new memoir, Enough Already, Learning to Love the Way I Am Today, referring to her son, Wolfgang. And they are the last words we say to him before he stops breathing. Bertinelli recalls she told him, maybe next time we'll get it right. Van Halen died in October 2020 after battling throat cancer. He was 65. Bertinelli wrote that she and Wolfgang spent every day in the hospital during the musician's final weeks, along with his second wife, Jane Lizewski, and his brother, Alex Van Halen. "I cannot explain the feelings Ed and I had for each other," Bertinelli shared in her book, according to People. "Who really knows had he not died? I doubt it. I love him more than I know how to explain, and there's nothing sexual about it. It was more than that, and Ed understood that. There is no greater love than what we had between the two of us, and with that, we made this beautiful son." The pair were married in 1981 and separated in 2001. Bertinelli filed for divorce 4 years later, and it was finalized in 2007. John Mayer has been forced to drop out of a weekend music event in Mexico after testing positive for COVID-19. Today, just prior to leaving for Mexico, per his physician, John Mayer tested positive for COVID-19 and will be unable to perform at the upcoming Playing in the Sand event in Riviera Cancun January 7 to 10, read a tweet late Wednesday by the Dead & Company account. The Grateful Dead spinoff group is also performing without drummer Bill Kreutzmann, who revealed on January 3rd that a medical issue is preventing him from making the trip. "We came down here to have some fun," tweeted Dead & Company frontman Bobby Weir. "Unfortunately, some of our brothers can't make it, but fun is what we're going to have." Toni Cornell, the daughter of the late Chris Cornell, shared her version of a Canadian classic in an Instagram post on Wednesday. The 17-year-old, playing acoustic guitar, sang Leonard Cohen's 1984 song, Hallelujah. "Throwback to Christmas Eve," Cornell captioned the video. "Hallelujah revisited." Reaction in the comments included goosebumps, beautiful, and your father would have been so touched. Cornell's mother Vicky wrote, "Love you so much, Angel." You can watch the video of the performance in the link in this description. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news and subscribe to this podcast feed for new episodes daily. And thanks for listening.